DeepEnglish.com. Life on a Loop. Tag Questions. Lucy Whitmore was a pretty young woman from Hawaii who lived a normal life. That was until she had an accident which changed her life. Lucy was a pretty young woman from Hawaii, wasn't she? Yes, she was. She lived a wild and crazy life, didn't she? No, not at all. She lived a normal life. That all changed after she had an accident, didn't it? Yes, that's right. Her whole life changed. On October 13, 2002, Lucy and her mother were in a terrible car crash. Lucy survived the accident, although her mother wasn't so lucky and died in the car crash. In 2002, Lucy and her mother had a car accident, didn't they? Yes, they had a terrible car accident in 2002. Lucy survived, didn't she? Yes, Lucy survived. Her mother wasn't so lucky, was she? Yes, her mother wasn't so lucky and died in the car crash. Most people would spend the next several months waking up very sad after losing their mother. Not Lucy, though. Lucy woke every day feeling sad, didn't she? No, she didn't wake up feeling sad. It's not that Lucy is cold-hearted, she just wakes up every morning believing that her mother is still alive. She isn't cold-hearted, is she? No, she isn't cold-hearted. Every morning she believes that her mother is still alive, doesn't she? Yes, every morning she believes her mother is still alive. Because of the car accident, Lucy's memory was severely affected. She lost the ability to store any new long-term memories. Lucy's memory was seriously affected, wasn't it? Yes, her memory was seriously affected. She lost her ability to store new long-term memories, didn't she? Yes, she lost her ability to store new long-term memories. She wakes up each morning believing it is October 13th, 2002, the day of the crash. Her father and brother go to great lengths to keep her from learning the truth. She always wakes up thinking it's the same day in 2002, doesn't she? Yes, she always wakes up thinking it's the same day in 2002. Her brother and father don't try very hard to keep her from learning the truth, do they? No, just the opposite. They go to great lengths to keep her from learning the truth. They can't bring themselves to tell her that her mother is dead. Each morning, they give her a newspaper from October 13, 2002, and help her reenact that same day over and over again. They can't bring themselves to tell her that her mother is dead, can they? No, they can't bring themselves to tell her that her mother is dead. Every morning, they help her reenact that same day, don't they? Yes, every day they help her reenact that same day. They always have a reason her mother isn't there. Because of this, Lucy is able to continue leading a somewhat normal, happy life. Lucy lives a somewhat normal, happy life, doesn't she? Yes, she lives a somewhat normal, happy life. You live a normal, happy life, don't you? Then one day, she meets a man named Henry Roth at a cafe. Henry is instantly attracted to her and makes plans to meet her the next day. She meets Henry at a bar, doesn't she? No, she doesn't meet Henry at a bar. She meets Henry at a cafe. Henry isn't sure if he likes her, is he? No, Henry is instantly attracted to her. He makes plans to meet her the next day, doesn't he? Yeah. He makes plans to meet her the next day. She agrees, neither of them knowing she won't remember who he is the next day. When he greets her the next day, she tells him to go away. She tells him to sit down the next day, doesn't she? No, that's not right. She tells him to go away the next day. Henry is initially hurt, having thought he was going to have a date with Lucy. The cafe staff then pulls Henry aside and informs him of Lucy's memory problem. Henry feels hurt, doesn't he? Yes, Henry feels hurt. You would be hurt too, wouldn't you? The staff tells him what's wrong with Lucy, don't they? Yes, that's right. They tell him what's wrong with Lucy. While most normal men would simply move on, Henry was already too drawn to Lucy. You wouldn't move on, would you?